I'd have to really, I guess, check my personal data on this one, but I believe we hit by far a record high for listener inquiries regarding the same topic in a 12-hour span. So many Fairfield residents have reached out to me literally since last night in regards to what they felt was sort of a bombshell announcement, the expected closure of a child's garden, which is an early childhood center, and it has occupied town-owned property on Mona Terrace, they say, for over 40 years. And now more than 130 families say that they are not going to have that option for their kids because the town is not renewing the lease. So joining me now is First Electman Bill Gerber to talk really more about this. And I have a feeling it's probably all we're going to talk about this morning. But Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Melissa. First of all, can I just correct one thing a little bit?
Sure.
I don't know if this will make a difference for some people, but we are renewing the lease, but just for one more school year. So we've told in February, we had, I think, the son of the owner, Mr. Miklas, in our office, and I informed him we would give him one more year, and we needed to be able to get into the space a year from the end of this May, at the end of this month, in order to start doing work for future uses for the space.
Okay, so that is going to extend for another year, so people at least are not scrambling in the next 3.5 months. Thank you for that correction.
We informed him in February. We gave him about 16 months' notice, and so, you know, not that it's going to make a total complete difference for, you know, many of your listeners, but it's not like we went and said you have to be out in 3 months. They are utilizing the space, and it's providing an important service, and we understand the health, we understand the daycare needs of people and the crisis, but that space, I mean, we're currently in a bit of a crisis for some of our town needs as well, and one of them is the Early Childhood Center needs space. We have a program that has utilized a space at Ward High School, but it's not big enough for everyone, and they've sort of had to split between other schools over the years. And we've been told for a long time, I've been told that, you know, that would be probably the best space that we currently have available for that program. But we also have competing requirements for, like, our human services department wanted that space for social services counseling, and our nursing clinic, which is behind the senior center, that same building where Child's Garden is, they are in a trailer that's, I don't know, 40, 50 years old, that has a leaky roof and sometimes gets infested with mice. So we need a space for our healthcare clinic as well.
So here's my question, because I want to back up and I want to make sure I understand all this, First Electman Gerber. So first of all, I'm a little confused. So the first part of that, I'm going to go way back. So you informed the owner of who's been occupying this for a child's garden. You informed him back in February you guys were going to be not renewing the lease?
We informed him in February that we were renewing the lease for 1 year.
So why are families calling me now in May?
I don't know. I don't know why. You know, I just met with someone recently on this. I was starting to get nervous that I hadn't heard anything. I guess the owner or the person running it at this point, I'm not sure who actually, you know, whether he's the owner or not, but it's the son of the original founders of it. I guess he hadn't informed,
the families.
The family, yes. Yeah, so, you know, I was getting to a point where I think, you know, we were going to have to make an announcement, but I guess the Board of Ed did it for us.
So, okay, so we've got First Electman Bill Gerber here from the town of Fairfield. We're talking about a child's garden, which is, again, an early childhood center. That was the other part that confused me, Bill. You were saying that there are, I think you said, competing early childhood programs that would like to go in that space.
Well, there's one competing, the ECC is a program run by the town for preschool.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not the same as daycare, and I get that. I mean, I really understand the issue, but I think it's a lot, you know, more complicated than just saying I'm taking daycare away from you know, parents. We have an early childhood center that is, it's a mix of young children with, you know, some with disabilities and with some that don't have disabilities, and it's a program that is beloved in town, and they just don't have enough space, and they've been looking for space. You know, there are a lot of people in that program that would prefer to have one space built or taken for the whole program, but it's been split between schools for years now.
So the only thing with that, and again, I, as I mentioned, I've been kind of inundated with a lot of information, but I've actually heard from members of the ECC, and they said that they've made no decisions in regards to this, and they actually have serious reservations about the decision to potentially use this building because it's not zoned as a school and it would need a lot of renovations. They don't even know if they have the money to do what would be needed. So the ECC, at least the people I've heard from, are saying they should kind of not be to blame for this.
No one's to blame. I think there are probably people to blame for not having, you know, gotten on this issue years ago. There are some town leaders that would have liked to have made a transition for this space and didn't. And I've been hearing, you know, there's a reason that this space has been on a year-to-year lease for some time, because every year, from what I understand, leaders have talked to the owners and said, look, we're not going to extend the lease for more than a year because we have other competing interests for this space. So, there are multiple competing interests for this space. And like I said, social services counseling was really the first group that came and said, look, we need space to, have counseling services here. And, with a mental health crisis like this, it's important. And we have those services offered in the other side of the building, and it would make sense to expand into the offices there. And we have a nurse, like I said, our nursing a group and health clinic is in the trailer behind this building. I think the issue really isn't whether or not we really need space for daycare. It's that this is town space that is being leased to a private business at a less than half, the market price for square feet.
I think so. I have to ask this, Bill. Is this a money thing?
No, it's not. Well, I mean, the money thing is it bothers me a little bit because, we have this organization has another they're getting like a deal compared to other. I mean, it's a private company that's making a profit, and they're leasing at a very low market rate. So they've had a lot of time now to find other space, and they actually owned other space in Fairfield and sold it. And there are other daycare companies that have come in and set up, and we have some moving in now. And it's not like this is not for profit, and so that does bother me, and I think it's unfair as well. And I'm a pretty progressive person. I would like to help solve this problem. And if we were to look at ways of doing a not-for-profit, if that's possible, I'd be all in on something where the town had some visibility into how how the thing is run, and we don't really even know, who gets off the list and why. Not everyone gets into this. This is a private group, and I know people are upset. And I think the people that are really upset are the people that were lucky enough to get off the waiting list. But there are a lot of people that weren't. So I do think that if there is a way to help solve the daycare crisis in Fairfield, I'm all in. But I don't think it's it's been handled appropriately over the years.
We have First Electman Bill Gerber here from the town of Fairfield, and a lot of residents, even teachers in Fairfield, are erupting over the news that they learned about yesterday in regards to a child's garden, which is an early childhood care center, an early child care center, and it's been occupying town-owned property for 43 years. In fact, there's an online petition right now to change this, and it continues to get more and more momentum since I checked it this morning. So I'm gonna be totally transparent with our audience. I had learned about something earlier this week, and, you know, busy schedules, both the First Electman and myself, very, very busy. And I am way more to blame for why I had not gotten on the phone with First Electman Gerber before this. And I'm not going to name the entity, but there's something here, Bill, that kind of is rubbing me the wrong way. I got to be honest with you. I had learned about a nonprofit. I'm not going to say the name of it because I still want to be able to talk through this and understand it. But a nonprofit that had also been leasing Fairfield property for over 15 years. And she, you know, had said that she abruptly was sort of told her lease is not going to renew later this summer. And it was because they're not occupying the space to its best ability. And I also learned that she's paying, what, about $1 a year to own that property or to use that property. Mm-hmm. It's hard to sort of overlook that money can't be a huge factor in this. It just sounds like very similar decisions that were made by, again, this is town-owned property being leased out. And it seems like these are entities not paying a lot of money, but now being forced out.
I you know what, I think I'm perfectly okay talking about the entity if you would like to. Very, very different situations. I mean, I would say night and day. You know, with a child's garden, no one has ever said they're not providing, you know, the service. I mean, obviously from the letters and emails I've been getting, they've been, you know, doing a good job. And providing an important service. And the issue that I had renewing the lease for more than 1 year, I thought, you know, by giving the owner 16 months that he'd be able to, and I actually offered, I said, look, you know, and part of it is, you know, this is town-owned property, and part of their business model, I guess, is that, you know, they're paying $8.20 per square foot there. And which is probably allowing me, I don't really know how their expense, I couldn't find anything on their expenses or how much they're charging. But, I do think that if you're going to have something like that, if we're going to ask them to leave the current property, you know, I thought giving them 16 months would allow them to find new space. And I said, look, you know, we need this space. We've got these major issues with other departments, and they're all really worthy. And so for those departments to move in, clearly it's not a money thing because they'll pay zero, right? But we have services that need to be provided, and we don't have the appropriate space for them. While we're renting to a private company who I believe must be making a lot of money off of this, because I got emails saying, look, I paid $50,000 for my kids to go to this place and they did a great job. So, you know, the other competing daycare centers, they're going out, they're finding space. I know it's difficult, but I offered to help. I said, look, can we go out and help you find space? And the current member of the family who's running it said, I think I'm done. You know, I really don't want to make that investment at this point in my life. And I was a little taken aback by that. You know, we had 16 months to work something out. And so I kind of resent, you know, people saying that I'm closing a child's garden. I'm not renewing a lease in one space, but, you know, it is possible to set up to move. And they did have a property that they sold for $925,000, right, you know, on the other side of town. So, you know, part of the problem here is that they were really, I think, filling a need and providing a good service, but it was in a way that, you know, is not really fair to everyone in town or even, you know, taxpayers. And I would have liked, and had it been a discussion about, okay, let's make this a 501c3 and give us some say in who gets off the wait list and maybe give preference to people based on income level. I am a progressive, so that is the type of thing I would be willing to talk about. That is not the discussions that we had here, and there was no indication that this person had any interest in relocating with this much time. I'm take care problem.
Yeah,
but I think it should be solved in a way that, you know, is for the benefit of, you know, this person or this family. The other situation is the pilot house. And it is located on Colony Street. It is part of the Sullivan McKinney complex, mm-hmm. where there are people, you know, renting. And some of them are, you know, it's HUD funded, and that situation is completely different, and it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with, again, I want to utilize that space so it's actually being utilized to its maximum potential. And for years now, that space has been—it's been like a ghost town. And you know, people, when I was knocking doors, you know, one of my top 10 issues that I heard the doors was, you know, I have a kid, I have a child with intellectual disabilities, and I'm really afraid that, you know, there's no programs in town for them, or very few programs in town for them, once they age out of the school system. And there used to be this program at the Pilot House on Colony Street, where people would meet and they, you know, they would have gatherings, and there would be programs, and there would be parties sometimes, you know, dances, and we'd sometimes do cooking and job skills and all those things. That's slow to a trickle, if at all. And so I know that we can utilize this space for the exact same purpose and make that place lively and active again. And we have people, again, part of the school system and part of Parks and Rec that are clamoring for that space for the same purpose.
What I think is interesting, though, really quick, Bill, and I know we're kind of running out of time, and they're two, as you mentioned, two totally separate things, and I appreciate you obviously identifying.
It has nothing to do with money. I hope you agree with that. I'm talking about repurposing these places for $0 instead of any dollars. Not $1, not $80,000, which is what, $82,000.
I think the thing that's kind of confusing, and this is certainly, I'm sure, a continued conversation, but it's bizarre to me, and I don't know if something has changed because of the pandemic or whatever it is, but with, you know, again, two separate subjects, but both of them that have been leasing from the town for a very long time. I mean, the child care, that's over 40 years, Pilot House, more than 15. And they've both had, both sides of the aisle, they've had Republican and Democratic leadership running the town of Fairfield. And I'm wondering, you know, why, as you mentioned, there are certainly entities that are vying for those. But I mean, if you go to any town or city, there are places vying for town or city owned property. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you know, I can't speak for prior administrations, but being where I am now, I do know that prior administrations have wanted to do something like this, but they just, for both spaces, and they didn't have the intestinal fortitude to make it happen. And, you know, I didn't run to make, you know, everybody happy. I think, obviously, if you were lucky enough to get off the wait list for a child's garden, and it's, you know, they advertise they have more space, you know, per kid than any other place, I mean, that's because they're able to do that because they're in Oldfield School. I do think that I am not the first person that would have liked. You know, I was on the RTM for 10 years, and both of these properties have been troubling for many people in terms of the way they've been utilized, and not with all with the services provided. Pilot House, if you go back 10 years, they have now acquired a property where they have horse, equine
right.
therapy.
Yep, my son uses it. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
and
I'm
equine therapy,
familiar.
And yep. by all accounts, that is wonderful. But it is not the Colony Street property. That Colony Street property
is used to make the props and to make all the stuff. I was going to say, my understanding, just because I've worked with them very closely, is that they use that to make all the props and to make everything they need for the fundraising events that happen at the farm.
Yeah, very rarely. So it's really that place is really quiet. And look, I'm hearing this from people who have children who are saying, what's going on here? Children with intellectual disabilities and saying, it's not what it was. We need something. And so, I believe it's a bold move to say we're going to put something there where people can use it and where it's going to be lively again and people are going to get job, training skills. And I'm taking that, I'm taking that step. And I think not being the type of politician that, is running for re-election every day, I'm going to make that happen. I'm very dedicated to the idea of making that happen in that space. And with Child's Garden, I think that is completely different. I do feel terrible about that, and I do understand the issues, but I also believe it's not appropriate to be running a for-profit business in that space unless if there was an opportunity or if it were legally possible, and if our lawyer said we could do it, I would consider sort of the town taking it over and doing the same thing there and ensuring that it's, fairly administered. And, but we have no visibility into that. It is a private for-profit business run really and probably is profitable because of, the fact that they're paying $8.20 per square foot. Even if we doubled it, it would still be well below the market rate.
Well, First Selectman Bill Gerber, as you can imagine, we ran out of time, but I'm sure we're far from done, talking about this subject, and I appreciate you addressing it here on WICC, and we'll talk again soon.